USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Young people afraid for their futures skipped school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action. Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
And I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly grateful for every single one of you, and I'm so proud of you having come here. It's not more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Yemen's rebels are saying they're halting all drone and ballistic missile attacks on Saudi Arabia and are waiting for a positive response. The Iran-backed group has claimed recent attacks on key Saudi oil facilities. These attacks have further raised tensions in the region between the U.S. and Iran. A Saudi-led military coalition has been fighting the group in Yemen since 2015. That conflict has killed tens of thousands of people. The U.S. alleges Iran carried out September 14th attacks, but Iran continues to deny being involved, and it warns that any retaliatory strike on it by the United States or Saudi Arabia will result in an all-out war. The former chief makeup artist at Charlie Rose's interview show is now suing him, saying the disgraced television journalist ran a toxic work environment for women. Gina Rigi, who worked for Rose for 22 years, lost her job in 2017 after Rose was fired by PBS and CBS News for sexual misconduct. Her lawsuit seeks unspecified damages and equitable relief for the harm she has endured. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor, the liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Another Democratic candidate for the presidency has dropped out of the race. With that story, here's USA's Chris Bond.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, the latest to announce he's ending his campaign for the 2020 Democratic nomination.
I've contributed all I can to this primary election, and it's clearly not my time, so I'm going to end my presidential campaign.
De Blasio had launched his campaign back in May, but it never really gained any traction, and most recently polls were showing him stuck with just 1% support. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Facebook announced it suspended tens of thousands of apps made by about 400 developers as part of the investigation following the Cambridge Analytica scandal. The announcement came the same day as unsealed legal documents in Massachusetts disclosed that Facebook had suspended 69,000 other apps. In the vast majority of these cases, however, the suspensions came not after any kind of serious investigation, but because app developers had failed to respond to email information requests. Starting in March of 2018, Facebook began looking into the apps that have access to users' data. The probe came after revelations that the data mining firm Cambridge Analytica used ill-gotten data from millions of Facebook users through the app, then used the data to try to influence U.S. elections. Facebook said its app investigation is ongoing, and it has currently looked at over a million apps so far. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.